will keep me. I go no further. I go no further. I see the city again. The eyes are very spotted and scented lovely. They kiss the rules with a sweet rosiness of exotic health and the thought that grows with serenity and deepened its sense.
What do you feel I'm so good about?
I have a kind of a solution. Could you hand me the kiss, my dear, with what do you think?
I wonder.
Did you come?
Not that I know.
You must have come. Everybody else got ready this afternoon.
Brush brought in here.
Where is that?
Upstairs, his bedroom, I think.
Brush? May a man bring the kitchen right here, Miss Quarterly?
Yeah.
Where is it?
I got it up there. Go.
Set it down immediately.
Okay.
Hello, Kitty.
Hello.
How are you, Kitty?
Tired.
You're a very pretty girl, Kitty.
Oh, yes.
There's a write-up about your husband in the kitchen right here, Miss Quarterly, you see.
Oh?
A whole great big long article.
What else to say about you?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. Ike Niesoffer told me about the news just as I was leaving the office.
Uh-huh.
And they printed my picture.
Say? Yeah. Some water or what?
Yeah, what's your name, George?
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, please. What'd you say?
Some water or what?
Yeah, I'll send him a copy. Certainly taking your time, Mildred.
I'm finished to read this stage joke. There's a pretty funny one here about two Irishmen were catches. M.B. Tabler's boy and what was the matter of Edith Martin.
Nice piece about father.
Oh?
Said here and everything.
Wonder I never come across it. I skimmed through the whole magazine. In this joke, Pat says, N.B. Tabler's Moik, and what was the matter of Edith Martin?
Find the article?
Yeah. It's called, Meet a State Shooter.
What's the matter?
This is not my
picture.
What
do you want? It's the other fella.
Holding up the numbers.
What kind of sloppiness is that?
There's certainly no picture of you.
There's halfway that if you're up there in Chicago must be a lunatic.
Wonder why the fella's holding up that number.
Number 786.
Well, that's the way they have pictures of convicts, isn't it?
There's Victor R. Gook underneath.
Well, perhaps there's two Victor R. Gooks.
Two Victor R. Gooks at Fast 14. Two Victor R. Gooks down where I work. Don't you think it's highly improbable that if there were two Victor R. Gooks working in my office, I'd be aware of the other Victor R. Gooks?
I don't care. Don't jump down my collar.
Sloppiness is what it is. I titled the article, though.
Yeah.
Meet a State Shooter from Fast 14.
Uh-huh.
Got punch, huh?
Yeah.
Meet a State Shooter from Fast 14.
Mm-hmm.
And then underneath there in smaller letters, they grow them big, rough, tough, and honest out there in the Middle West.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I thought it was supposed to be you as your ball head.
Gosh, that's a sloppy way to run a magazine. Print the wrong picture.
Yeah.
My brain editor certainly went to suit that trip. Oh, this could be me.
Oh, now, hey.
I fancy I see a sort of a resemblance to myself.
Between you and this man?
A vague resemblance, of course. Magazine readers...
But this man hasn't any hair.
No, I know he hasn't, but if you kind of squint your eyes and scrutinize the picture through kind of a blur, you get a hazy impression.
People aren't going to squint their eyes and scrutinize the picture through a kind of a blur and get any impression this bald-headed man is.
Oh, well. Are you crying sobbing now? Then he done.
Yeah.
Well, want to hear the article?
All right.
All right.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
How about you, Louise?
Oh, yeah.
Meet a street shooter from Plant 14.
Mm.
They grow on big, rough, tough, and honest out there in the Middle West.
Huh?
Then the article starts. Quick rule with your leg, though.
Yes, sir.
Pay attention. Extend your hand to the printed page, friends, and press the flesh of Victor R. Gook, just about as competent and all-round good fella as you'll meet of the whole confine organization. Say, that's a bang-up beginning, ain't it?
Yeah.
Kind of foolish to think of anybody extending their hand to the printed page, though.
Is it?
Don't make sense.
You're a wonderful literary critic, little man, and we all respect your opinion. I wonder if you'd mind writing those opinions out neatly on a piece of clean white paper. When you're finished, kindly take your piece of clean white paper outdoors and deposit it in the garbage box.
Hmm.
Are there any more questions?
I never ask any questions.
That's the way I like to see a magazine article start out, sir.
Uh-huh.
Written in bold, red-letter style. Grips your attention right off the bat.
Hmm.
Extend your hand to the printed page, friend, and press the flesh of Victor R. Gook, just about as competent and all-around good fellow as you'll meet in the whole consign organization.
Uh-huh.
He's no namby-pamby milk-stop mommy boy, this newcomer. Around Tramp 14, there the lads call him Tornado.
Well, that's not true, is it?
Tornado Gulch is this gent's handle, and don't stand too close to the guy wires, folks, or you might get burnt.
That's not true, is it? People don't call you any such a nickname, do they?
No, but, oh, what's the difference? The author of this article is using his imagination to affect you, though.
He sure used his imagination when he printed that picture of the ball-headed song.
Once again, we hear a voice from the bleachers, believe. Tornado Gook is this gent's handle, and don't stand too close to the guy wires, folks, or you might get burnt. Stuff like this is called literary license.
Uh-huh.
He plays the game hard, but he plays it fair. A man's man is old Tornado Gook. Here, say, Judy.
Why?
I'd like to listen to it.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, why?
I want to listen to the idea.
You do it right.
Okay. Whip over the magazine now.
All right, if he reads it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you.
Hope we're not keeping you awake.
That's all.
Maybe it's happening.
A man's man is old Tornado Gook.
Begin in the beginning.
Extend your hand to the printed page, friend.
Title and all.
Oh, shucks.
Title and all.
Meet a straight shooter from Plant 14.
Mm-hmm.
They go on big, rough, tough, and honest out there in the Middle West.
Mm-hmm.
Extend your hand to the printed page, friend. And press the flesh of Victor R. Gook. He's about as competent and all-around good fella as you'll meet in the whole concern organization. He's known the Amy Pammy Milksot Mama's Boy, this customer. Around Plant 14 there, the lads call him Tornado.
Oh, man.
Tornado Gook is this gent's handle. And don't stand too close to the guy wires, folks, or you might get burnt. He plays the game hard, but he plays it fair. A man's man is old Tornado Gook. Although only 4 feet 11 inches tall, Vic Gook is quite an athlete.
What's this?
Huh?
Read that again.
Not from the beginning.
No, foolish.
Just said that sentence. Although standing only 4 feet 11 inches tall, Vic Gook is quite
what
an athlete.
What kind of Catholic flappiness we got now?
That's terrible short, ain't it? 4 feet 11 inches?
Yeah.
Read that, Marshall.
Vic Gook is quite an athlete. Specializing in the broad jump and the hammer throw.
Oh, sure. Be that.
He was born in Fort Washington, Wisconsin on December the 12th, on December the 12th, on December the 12th, on December the 12th, on December